So first we have Emily Fan. Emily started her legal career working on anti-trafficking efforts in northern Thailand, which was something I did not know and now makes sense in light of some of our conversations and other panels here. Emily is also, something I did not know, a certified yoga teacher. So I thought that was notable. Emily is currently the general counsel and secretary of the David and Lucille Packard Foundation and has practiced law primarily in the nonprofit and international development sectors. She was previously at Room to Read. She was based in Bangkok for, it would seem, many years, where she served as assistant general counsel for Habitat Humanity International and has worked both in-house and on the firm side of things, advising nonprofits. And she currently serves on the board of Pi Ranch, a local nonprofit cultivating a healthy and just food system, and on the steering committee for Invest for Better, a national nonprofit providing women with values-aligned investment education. And also, Emily, like many of us, probably sleeps approximately 1.75 hours per night with all of that. It's the restorative yoga poses that make it all work. So, Kristen Gurdon is the general counsel and secretary of Wellspring Philanthropic Fund. I've had wonderful discussions where I've gained more information about Kristen's background and experience and trajectory to this space and her roles. Kristen is also experienced on the in-house, and I'm from Alaska, so I have to say outhouse because it makes me laugh, right? roles in the legal field. I am also a snorter, it's true. Serving in a couple of different law firms, a few different law firm positions on different coasts, and was also the first legal director of a liberal arts college. In between all that, she spent more than a dozen years at Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, most recently serving as deputy general counsel and chief policy counsel. And next up, I mean, it's like this is like a greatest hits lineup here. Jennifer Shipp, who is the acting president and CEO of the Heising Simons Foundation. She joined the foundation as general counsel in April 2020. Prior to that, she was senior counsel with the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, where she provided legal support for the foundation's currently known as Gender Equity and Governance program and managed legal issues across a variety of different areas. Prior to that, Jennifer worked at Arabella and was also at two law firms, Bicoastal as well. And I think one of the things that's interesting about this space is that we've all worked at overlapping organizations. This is a very interwoven sector, which I think shows in all the hugging that happens in the foyer there. And then at the end of the row, we have Ellen Wilmot, the General Counsel of Doctors Without Borders USA. In that role, and Ellen has brought, I don't know why I almost called you Jennifer. I'm still stuck on Jennifer Shipp. I'm sorry. As she has over 20 years of experience working with international humanitarian organizations, and her expertise lies in providing advice and counsel on risk mitigation in both U.S. and foreign operations, board and governance, fundraising support, crisis management, exempt organizations regulations, and general commercial contract and employment matters. And I would just say that I think if you're working with Ellen, you probably will be ready, given that. outside of her professional life, Ellen enjoys her two rescue pups, which is another thing that I thought was particularly notable. So with that, please get us ready.
Thank you so much, Megan. And we just wanted to start off by saying we are speaking as individuals and not on behalf of our organizations, although, of course, we draw from experience from our current and our past organizations.
Thanks, Emily. So we thought we would structure today as a kind of tabletop exercise. And if you haven't been through one of these, if you're within an organization or if you counsel organizations, we've found it particularly helpful in identifying gaps and issues and clarifying roles and responsibilities. And no, this isn't necessarily something that the GC has to hold altogether, but GCs can really drive these practices. And a special tip is that once you get everybody around the table, they have to share accountability. So it's also a good way to share accountability across your organization and not hold all of it yourself. So our tabletop won't cover some of the specific challenges that Alex and Kim covered this morning related to recent events, but on reflection, as we thought about all of the readiness topics that we're going to cover today, that most of them, if not all of them, are applicable across a wide range of challenges that you might face as a tax exempt.